This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
We're fighting.
We're fighting because Emma's doing the thing wrong again.
It's not wrong.
The weeks you made it easy. We're talking about the music game with no name, by the way. The weeks that we all got it and had a great time was because you worded the question correctly. Ask the first question, my first question again.
In Gotye's song, Somebody That I Used To Know, he says he feels rough because you treat him like a what? Because you treat me like a stranger and
no,
I feel
sorry,
so rough.
You're already trying to fight your point because you know you're wrong.
I'm not wrong.
You're already singing it.
So you said
the word rough. You said he feels so rough because you said he treats him like what and he feels so rough. Or
I
what
said
was
he
it?
Says he feels rough because you treat him like a what?
Because you treat him like
a stranger.
But the actual lyrics go, you treat me like a stranger and I feel so rough. You've swapped rough and stranger. So what I'm doing when I hear rough is I'm going rough because I feel, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Do you think it's something that comes after
you
rough?
Have to be able to sing the song to go, oh well, it's this, like when you did the I should have got the mama father one, the dada one, or whatever the fuck it is called. Yeah, I should have got that one, but I didn't, but it was worded correctly because it was in the right order.
Okay, so it should have said, and got you somebody that I used to know, you treat him like a what and he feels so rough. Yeah.
Or you treat him like a stranger and he feels what? What does he feel like? Or you know, like that kind of vibe.
I guess it's kind of
just missing lyric then. That's the only problem.
Because I get Emma's because she's trying to make a question out of
a situation in a song. And, and I know that makes it hard, but.
But that's fine if it's hard, but we don't expect us to get it.
I don't expect you to get it. I just want you to hate the game.
We don't hate the game. Okay. Every single time, every single
Everyone's
week.
Everyone's fighting, though.
Every single week, you say, will we scrap it? And we go, no.
Like, think when you play Monopoly, you're having fun, but you're still screaming at each other.
Because I don't think that I'm ever doing questions to be dirty.
I don't think that.
For like every 10 songs I listen to or look up the lyrics of, one is going to even mildly work for this game.
But like the busted question was very good.
Yeah.
Most songs don't have a question that you can attach to it. Do you get me?
I feel like give me any song. Give me a random song.
How about in a couple of weeks Dave does the questions?
Oh, that's interesting.
It's a lot of work. You'll be here till about 12:30.
Eminem. Oh, what am I? I'm typing in.
Eminem has loads of lyrics. There's loads you can pick out from Eminem.
Oh, sorry. So not Eminem. So the first person.
So like Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande, God is a woman.
What meal is Eminem eating when his
spaghetti.
Knees weeps and palms are
That's
heady.
The vibe. Yeah.
You're making out now that it's so easy. I can't wait for him to do this.
I'm trying to think of a good lyric. What's a good Ariana Grande song? One time.
Seven rings.
Seven rings.
No, that's easy because I've already used seven rings.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good luck with this, Pete, next week.
She buys her own checks like she what?
Buy my own checks. I don't know. Anyway, we have used seven rings.
What's her gloss doing?
Quite hard, that question, Dave. It's funny, isn't it?
Her gloss is popping.
Oh, yeah, but it's interesting when you have the lyrics in front of you. Yeah.
I know, but I'm just saying.
What is popping?
What is popping? The gloss. I don't mean to brag, but I'd be like, what?
Where is Ariana Grande having breakfast in her song Seven Rings? Breakfast is Tiffany's.
Breakfast at Tiffany's and Battles About. Yeah, very good.
I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany's? She said,
Callum's going to be gone for a full week. Dave, I'm not going to see you until Tuesday. Can we all just get on with each other and be friends, please?
I think you're the only one who thinks we're arguing.
Okay. I love the game.
And we love you.
Thanks, guys. I needed that. I had 4 drinks last night.
It all makes sense.
Have a nice weekend, everybody. Bye-bye. I just want
to Spins on.
You've got Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Dave and Fiona are on Spins.
Hello. Happy Friday.
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
Woo!
What are you shouting for?
Because it's the weekend. It's the Friday of a bank holiday.
No. There's no way. We only had one of them a couple of months ago.
No, I promise you don't have to come in on Monday. Swear.
I'll be here bright and early, 7 a.m.
Well, that'd be silly because Peter Collins and Padraig are on Monday.
You're doing a show with Padraig?
Sorry.
How dare you? He is mine.
He's not. He's having an affair with me.
I cannot believe this. Pete and Padraig or Padraig and Pete?
It's Pete and Paddy.
Ah, you got the first name.
Yeah.
Congrats, man.
Oh, sorry. And
you've made it.
It's Pete and Paddy, yeah. Not Peter and Padraig.
Sorry, what? Pete and Paddy.
It's Pete and Paddy, yeah.
He would hate that.
No, he likes it. We've already had a discussion on that.
he'd hate that.
In fact, he was pushing it.
Dave, you know you're not the only one who knows Padraig.
He's my best friend in the whole
no,
world.
No, he's not.
He knows.
I'm your best friend.
He knows me inside out. I know him inside out.
Really?
And he would hate Paddy.
But he's about to get to know me inside out.
Mm-hmm. And he also got to know me inside out when you were away, and we had a great time.
He's did two shows together, which is relaxed. Try it when you've done a month of shows. Try doing a show with someone who's way funnier than you. Emma, I know that's tough for you. But try.
You know what?
It's so difficult.
Emma, I know that's tough for you to hear, as in you. I don't feel competition in terms of your comedic abilities whatsoever.
No, but also just.
I'll take it.
Because Fiona.
Okay.
I'm saying it about Fiona, not me. I would never say it about me.
Of course.
I can't believe you and Paddy are doing a show.
Pete and Paddy sitting in a tree. Guys, language has gone so boring and modern jargon is so crap compared to what it used to be. I followed this account online which shares loads of medieval languagey stuff.
Compared to what it used to be?
Fado. No, there was a thing going around, and I know we've covered something like this on the show previously, but it's just endless. The amount of content you can get from the way people used to speak to one another, and in particular when it comes to insults. Mm-hmm. So obviously now we have, like, you know, you're an awful gobshite, and that's one of my favourites, actually, to be honest, when it comes to just the way
to
slaggings. I just think gobshite's funny because it's just you're talking crap, and it's just a lovely.
It's not one I use that often, but
really?
I do enjoy it.
Do like it, yeah. But back in the day they were so much better, so I'm going to tell you kind of what the medieval insult is and just have a crack and see if you think you can figure out what it actually means.
Do you think, like, back in the day when they had insults, were they like, oh, you can't say that? Because you know the way there's so many, like, that we say that you're like, jeez,
that's very offensive.
You can't say that anymore.
No, we're all gone very woke these days. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I wonder back then, was there like that level of PC where it's like, no, you can't say that.
You can't be saying that, yeah, or I'm really hurt by that. First and foremost, a gobmooch.
A gobmooch, I'd imagine, is like a gobshite.
It's actually not, and gob would throw you. It's someone who's very gullible. A gobmooch.
Oh.
She's some gobmooch, that one.
Where did you find these? Is this TikTok?
No, this was Instagram, and I did verify my sources. And
did
go
you?
To, yeah, I
Why?
Did.
Why? That's not like you.
Because I thought you'd be given out to me.
I'm really proud of you, man.
Yeah,
well
I
done.
Actually said I'm sick of accidentally bringing fake news to the show. A giggle mug.
Oh, we had this before.
Yeah.
A giggle mug. I thought that was the gullible one. Maybe it's someone who smells?
No. No, I think there is something smelly coming up at some point. Someone who smiles stupidly all the time.
Oh, interesting.
Just stupid, like, hi, yeah, a bit of a giggle mug.
A giggle mug.
A fusty lugs. Now, I'll give you a clue. In the afternoons between about 1 and 4, I think I can be a bit of a fusty lugs.
Oh, I don't know, a bit of a B-I-T-C-H, is it? Oh.
Do you think I just turn into an awful bitch in the afternoons?
No, it's just because I do.
Oh, right. No, a lazy person.
Oh.
Yeah, I get a bit sleepy.
What was that one? Gusty?
A fusty lugs.
Fusty.
A ragamuffin. I can also be a bit of a ragamuffin, I won't
Is
lie.
Is that a song? I'm pretty sure that's a song, ragamuffin.
You're thinking of Rasputin.
No, I'm not. I'm thinking of Talking Tea, you know, Talking Bees podcast. Is that not Ragamuffin? The theme tune.
Hypnocker.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
Peter Collins, I hope you were taking notes for this man when he's off. That's what you got to do.
I've been partial to the word ragamuffin.
Have you?
That's in my vocabulary.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard you say that.
That's gas.
I hope you wouldn't say it about something, someone like us, or about us, because it's a poorly clothed, often dirty child.
I didn't have anything to do with the child here, just a messy or a dirty person. I can be a bit messy at times.
Okay.
Messy, not dirty. A muck spout. This is perfect. This is the most... If you break that down, what they're saying there. Muck, spout.
Dirty, tap.
Someone who talks shite. Yeah. It's a gob shite, basically.
Oh, spout,
a muck spout.
Yeah.
Very good. A fop doodle.
That's fake.
It's not.
How are we selling that?
Excuse
fop
me.
Doodle.
Stop. I hate that this man has a computer in front of him these days. Go back to not.
Is it a foolishly silly or unimportant person?
It's a fool. And stop ruining my bit. Why? Get off.
I'm sorry. I'm being
Log
an,
off.
I'm being an absolute fop doodle.
You
here.
Really are. A hufty tufty.
A hufty tufty.
Yeah.
I would imagine that's like what you would say about like hoity toity. Like you'd be a little bit kind of like, would you be up in your high horse? Like,
yeah, someone who brags.
Yeah.
Hold on, a hufty tufty. This one. A real dastard.
A dastard.
A dastard.
That is a spelling mistake.
It is not, would you believe? A dastard. I'm not cursing Callum. A dastard. Dastard.
I'm allowed to say it.
I'm on my holidays after today. I don't care.
A dastard. I don't know. Someone horrible.
It's a coward. Someone who doesn't have a backbone. A beastballer.
I don't know. Tell me.
Someone who spits when they talk. I want the news, not the weather.
Give it again.
A beastballer. A beastballer. And finally, it's another one for a messy woman, a driggle draggle. But specifically
a
women.
A driggle draggle is fantastic. You can't say the word driggle draggle and not expect me to Google it. A driggle draggle. It does not come up. What is a driggle draggle? An untidy slash dirty woman. The period in which the word was used was the 16th century.
Thank you very much, Dave. So would you say that everything I've told you is factually true and correct?
For the ones I've Googled, yes.
Or am I just being a bit of a hufty-tufty?
Bit of a driggle-draggle, this one.
Well, I think you are... Actually, you're none of those things, in fairness.
Thanks. You're so sweet. Yeah, I did get my hair cut. Thanks for saying.
Dave, you get your hair cut like every 2 weeks. It's not like...
Not this time. It got to the point where people, when I'd slag them or whatever, they'd go, yeah, shut up, get a haircut. That's how long it was. It was really long.
But I told you not to get a cut, so I'm annoyed with you for getting a cut, to be honest.
Okay, why?
Because
like
I loved
it
long.
No, okay, it was too long. It was too raggedy. It was horrible.
I thought it suited you, actually, but anyway. What's the point in listening to me? I only told you every day, hair is lovely, keep it long. Hair is lovely, keep it long. And you go off and get a cut and you expect a compliment.
I agree. I agree that I do like the length in it, but when people start to like give me unwanted tips or unwanted
coward,
like,
I'd say that makes
opinions.
You stand over it.
Do I? I don't stand over anyone. I'm too small. But when people are just like, oh yeah, mate, I realised that what I needed it was styled, not necessarily cut, but styled. So it has been 4.5 weeks since I got my hair cut.
You see, what annoys me when I say, right, you guys don't notice anything if I've changed. Like, I would not cut my hair for 2 years and get it drastically cut to my shoulders and be like, yeah, it looks the same.
I would notice straight away.
Whereas you get your hair cut so often, you can't expect love every time it happens, Dave.
I'm not expecting love. But what I expect is because I would, and you can't deny me that, I would always notice if you got anything changed.
Fair enough, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because I'm so specific with things like that. Now, Callum, probably not. His hair is too short for me to notice, I think.
I'd know when Callum has a little clean-up.
You do, to be fair. Yeah.
In fairness, the last
time... There's a recent one going on there anyway.
Yeah, the last time that I got my hair cut, Dave actually turned around to me and said, Callum, I think that is the best haircut you've ever had.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, that was nice of me.
That's why I remembered, because you normally slag my
hair. You go to a different place?
No, I've been going to the same fella who I've been going to, but one, I'm moving house.
He tried this time, did he?
And two, he's leaving as well, so it's a conscious uncoupling.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice for a barber. That actually must be a nice situation to be in, because it's kind of hard to consciously uncouple from a barber, isn't it?
So I said to my barber, I said, man, I need a haircut. He said, perfect, Thursday, 11 o'clock, booked in. We then randomly get told we have a meeting at 11 o'clock on Thursday. And I'm like, right, crap, I have to let him know. And he's like, okay.
I think Dave is notoriously terrified of his barber. That's the problem.
My biggest fear is my barber being like, sorry, man, you're cut off. You've been late, or even though I would never, ever be late, or I would never, ever mess him around, because I'm so terrified of getting cut.
Yeah, yeah.
That's literally cut.
Yeah.
And he's actually like the nicest guy in the world. And he's like a childhood friend. Like, he's friends from since we were in school. But I said, I'm sorry, a meeting has come up. He said, don't worry, I'll sort you out. Do you know what I mean? And so I think, oh, Grant, he's going to move some police people around. He couldn't move anyone around because no one was available. So he had to stay late. He stayed after 5 to cut my hair.
Wow, you're so special, Dave.
Saying it out loud, I'm like, in my head, it's like he gave me £1 million. Saying it out loud now on the show, I'm like, that's not that big a deal. He still gets money.
Take off your headphones there. I want to see what he did to you. Yeah, like,
It's just shorter.
It's a little bit shorter, and obviously you've got a serious fade going on. You're kind of bald over the ears. That's the goal there, to be bald there.
My, the overs of my ears get very warm.
Do they?
It's good to shave them, you know?
Right, okay. The length of the top remains not too far removed from what it was. It's not short.
See, my hair grows so fast. Like, it's so annoying how fast it grows. That's why I used to get it done every 2 weeks. But this time I've been trying to keep it a bit longer. But as you get it longer, people give their opinions, unwanted opinions. God, your hair is long. Or God, your hair is very messy. Or you'd look better with shorter hair. And I'm like, leave me alone.
Would you ever do what my fellow Jack's done and let it go down to the shoulders?
No, God, no. I don't. I can't pull that off. I can't pull that off. Jack,
he says every probably twice a week, he goes, I'm going to go down and shave it off. And I'm like, do then. I'm
sick of talking. It is my dream to shave off all my hair.
Yeah.
Is that just a guy thing? Is that are you like
some
that
days
kind of,
just to be Peter, like get it like off that? Me
some days I wouldn't mind doing it, but then there's a point when you get your hair cut that it looks really bad.
I know.
And I fear that when you do that shaved head, it will be a much longer
but
point.
It looks great on the Snapchat filter.
Yeah, but that's a sign to make you look good.
I remember when I was picked up Jack from his family in Cork 2 Christmases ago, and genuinely the man who came out the front door was like, who is that man?
Why?
He shaved everything.
Oh, did he?
He'd had a hack job of a haircut in Cork that day, and they messed up his beard. This, like, no disrespect, love the man so much. Eggman came out the door.
Those
I was like,
people,
who is he?
Those people are the most scary people in the entire world. Men who can walk in to any barber. If they're on holiday and they're like, there's a barber, I'm going to go to the barber.
Yeah.
You terrify me.
I genuinely had to, like, readapt to this person because I never knew him without the beard. You know what I mean? I was like, who is this man? You're listening to Spin, Summer's number one hit music station, and this morning we want to sort you out with a One For All gift card because they're celebrating 10 years of Penny's being a One For All gift card partner, and they're looking for Dublin's most competitive shoppers to join an exclusive in-store treasure hunt for the chance to win a €500 One For All gift card.
How nice would that be? The hunt is going to take place in a Penny's store in County Dublin on the 8th of August. That's a Saturday. Places are strictly limited, and if you think you have what it takes, you can check out oneforall.ie/treasure hunt to enter. Terms and conditions, of course, apply.
On to win this morning is Kira. Hello.
Morning. How are you?
Yeah, are you all set for the bank holiday?
I am.
Any plans?
No, nothing exciting.
You're not going to All Together now? You're not. Are you a festival girly or just don't fancy this one?
No, not really.
No, it wouldn't be for you. The muck.
Quite boring.
No, that's okay.
I'm much like yourself, Kira. I'm much like yourself. Except it seems that I have no chill time this weekend at all. If I feel like I'm seeing people or I'm going to see family or I'm doing stuff. So honestly, you're...
It'd just be nice to catch up with everybody.
I know, but your weekend sounds...
God, the two E's sound like you're like the dream team.
Your weekend sounds lovely, Kira. Doing F all. It sounds fantastic. And let's celebrate that by giving you a €200 One For All gift card. But we can't just give it to you. We can't just give it to you. We do have to do a little game first, right? We have 3 One For All gift cards hidden around the office, and we'll give you clues to where they are. If you help us solve the clues, we'll go looking for the cards, and if we find all 3 in 60 seconds, you'll win that €200 One For All gift card. Sound good, Kira?
Well, yes.
I'll do the running around for you this morning. Dave will sort the clues with you, so we'll throw 60 seconds on the clock and give this a bash, okay?
All right, Kira, best of luck. You're going for the thing that rhymes with it, I'd imagine. Here we go with clue number 1. This guy in studio doesn't like a rave. The first gift card is tucked next to...
Dave.
Yay! Now, go look for Dave and go look for the voucher. You got it. Okay, thank God. All right, clue number 2, Kira. This thing would squeak if it was in the house, but here it clicks. It's the computer.
Mouse.
Sorry, Emma.
There's loads of mice in this studio. Oh, I got it.
You got it?
Fiona's, yeah.
All right, we're on to clue number 3. You're doing well, Kira. Put these on to hear the sweetest tones. Your gift card's hiding by our...
Headphones.
Sorry, there's 4 of these headphones at least.
Well, it's not on me because my headphones are on me.
Pete's not on yours. Colin, they're not on yours.
You don't have a long to go, Emma. You better hurry up.
They're on Fiona.
Times are ticking.
Got them.
Okay, thank God. Kira, congratulations. Because Emma has found all 3 vouchers, you have won yourself a €200 One For All gift voucher.
That's brilliant. She's made my day. Thanks very much.
So glad. Get a nice Chinese.
Sorry, I actually have never... You bond with people all the time, but you and Kira have literally developed, I don't know, a deep friendship, I think, this morning.
Yeah, we're just cool. It's like we've known each other all our lives. Kira, I hope you have a lovely, wonderful, chilled weekend.
Enjoy.
Thanks very much. You too.
Good luck.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It does sound lovely doing a whole lot of nothing this weekend, to be honest.
I'm not able to do it, though, at the same time. I complain that I have stuff on all the time, and then the weekend I don't have anything, I'm like, Peb?
Yeah, yeah, no, I know what you mean.
And I don't rest.
Now, kind of, yeah.
And I don't rest.
I'm going to have to put my phone in a lake this weekend because I can't deal with you all together now. FOMO, it's going to be really tough for me.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
It's tough. I've been with Emma, Dave and Fiona. So I went and met the college girls last night. And I was saying on the show yesterday, you know, in terms of talking points with the girls, because I haven't seen them since we graduated in 2015. I got awful confused on the show about what year I graduated, and I realised I put in my Instagram story last night that we graduated in 2014, so I still got it wrong. It was 2015. Just can't do the maths. Anyway, one of the girls I hadn't seen since, guess what? She's still in college.
No way.
She's still in college.
She hasn't graduated. Oh my God, she must be thick, is she?
No, she's brilliant.
She's repeating every year. Yeah, I have a couple of mates like that.
She's actually still in UL. No, she's not. She did the master's.
I just can't get through this course. How did you do it? Can I copy off you?
She's doing the doctorate now.
Ah, stop.
But in another 3 weeks, she'll like start her life outside of college. Isn't that mad after all those years?
Dear God.
So it wasn't as hard as I thought.
She's
going to
be a doctor.
A doctor of psychology.
Of psychology?
Yeah, smart gal.
Wow, smart gal.
Yeah, smart gal.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
On spin. When
I
wake
up, I feel good. Turn on.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on spin. Your number one hit music station.
Let's get it.
Good morning, it's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Happy Friday.
Good morning, what's going on? How are we? Lads, I posted an Instagram dump.
You have?
Before 8 o'clock this morning.
You're very organised.
I just felt like maybe I'll just give this a go. I'm not doing much, only a radio show. Why don't I post on Instagram?
So I was going to ask, did you have it in like a draft ready to go? Or did you come? Because I need to put a bit of thought into my dump. Did you just throw it together?
Just threw it together, yeah. I just went through all the photos from July and just went, that one, that one, that one, that one, that one. All right. And yeah, all done now.
You're getting very soft in your old age.
Why?
Just a lot of family feature, which is cute.
Yeah,
I love it.
True.
Like, I'm just saying that you see, David Hammond now as a yup bro would have been like, nah, I just want the pictures up with the boys.
Yeah.
You know.
Thanks for my accent there. The boys.
The boys.
But you know what? I was like, okay, I do have to be a little bit tactical about my Instagram dump. So if you go to my Instagram, you will see the first photo. I'm using my granny
for clicks.
For clicks.
Yeah,
100%. Because she was 99. So yeah. I'm like, well, she has to be the first photo.
Well, she deserves it, Doreen. But I know your game.
I was going to put it up. And the caption was just going to be an ice cream. Why?
Because she loves 99. Oh, 99. So she's 99.
Well done, Emma Nolan. Well done.
Do you know what? If you really wanted to use your granny for clicks, you could have said this queen is 99.
That's true.
That would have flown.
So if you could all go to my Instagram at Mr. David Hammond and like the photo of my granny, because she's 99 and she deserves it.
Absolutely.
And I will show her the lovely likes that you have given her.
And do you know what? You leave a nice message for Doreen.
For Doreen. Happy birthday, Doreen. Yeah. Please, on my Instagram, at Mr. David Hammond. Thank you very much.
She's an absolute queen of a woman. She sends Dave like proper WhatsApps, like emojis.
We were talking about TV shows the other day.
Yeah, she's whopper.
The only thing she hasn't got her head around is voice notes.
That's fair enough.
But I did send her a photo of this TV show that we love called Crash Landing on You, and I sent her the photo of the two main characters. And I said, did you know they're actually married in real life? And she said, not surprised. It was a great show, and it was all down to the chemistry between the leading couple. At least that's what I thought anyway.
Wow.
Love to you and Pippa.
Isn't that so... Oh, what an
She's 99, like.
She's just class. That is... She's goals. Absolute
she's
goals. Right, the Tricky 10 is on the way. Second last chance to win $2,000 this week.
Tricky. You remixed Marty's name. Did you realise that?
I did, yeah. Marty. I think that's the way he likes it said on a Friday. Marty.
Very good. Marty Guilfoyle on the show from 9. For now, though, this is the Tricky 10s where we ask you 10 questions. Hopefully you get all of them right. You probably won't, just purely because it's very difficult. I'm sorry. But, as I said, consolation prize. There is a Dine in Dublin voucher, €100. You can spend in 50 restaurants if you top the leaderboard at the end of the week.
Exactly.
This is our penultimate game, my favourite word.
Makes you sound very smart, though.
Thank you.
John is there. Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks. Yeah, I think you just called me Tick Dave, but anyway.
Why did I call you Tick?
So I have to get all these 10, right?
Do you know, John thinks he can take on 10 questions and get them all right. If you can do that, John, not only will you win €2,000, but you will win my utmost respect. I just think it's very tricky to do. It's so, you have to kind of match all the quiz, the questions to the answers. How do you do on the tricky 10 when you take it on, John? What's the highest score you ever got?
I think I got a 7 one of the days.
Nice.
Oh, that's decent.
7, I'd be very, very happy with.
Yeah, be proud of that.
Right, well, before we ask you your questions and find out what your score is today, what are you at for the day and for the long weekend?
I'm on the way to work for my last day for 2 weeks.
Oh, brilliant. Where are you off to?
Yeah, we're off to the Canaries.
Fantastic.
Oh, baby.
Which one now? Which Canary Island?
We're going to Mas Palomas.
Oh, I don't know.
Never
that
heard
one.
Of her.
God, they're discovering new Canary Islands every month, it seems.
Oh my God, fam.
It's on the ground, Canary.
Okay, very good.
How many is it? Are you going with the family, is it?
Oh, just myself and ourselves.
For 2 weeks or 10 days?
10 days.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks is too much.
It's a bit long.
Ten days is perfect. Let's start answering some quiz questions.
Yes, okay, so 55 seconds about to go on the clock. John and Dave's going to ask you your 10 questions this morning. Every answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. We can only accept your first answer. If you don't know an answer, you might as well have a guess and it might score you another point on the door. If you top the leaderboard today, you will win a €100 Dine in Dublin voucher. Be nice to get you ready for the holiday on Wednesday. And if you can get all 10 questions correct, well, obviously the €2,000 to be lovely for your 10 days in the Canaries. Best of luck. At the moment, the top of the leaderboard is Kira. She scored 6 in the full amount of time in the 55 seconds. So we're hoping, no offence, Kira, that you can beat her.
Absolutely, John. Very best of luck. Deep breath in. A lot of questions are going to come at you very, very fast. So don't panic. Here we go. The tricky 10 in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. What number would you dial 3 times to get the emergency services in Ireland?
9.
Microsoft set of work applications are called Microsoft 36 what?
5.
How many hours are there in a quarter of a day?
6.
Cheryl Cole released a single with Will I Am in 2009 called What Words?
3.
How many letters are there in the word serenade?
8.
Binary code is a mix of zeros and what other number?
1.
A decade is made up of how many years?
10.
Millie Bobby Brown was born in the year 2000 and what?
3.
How many players are there on the court for one team in a game of netball? On one team.
7.
How many Spider-Man films did Andrew Garfield star in during the 2010s?
2.
All right, John, I don't know what your answer is, but I think you did quite well. How do you feel like you got on?
I think I made a mess of that.
Do you? What would you put? Yeah. What would you put for yourself out of 10?
I'd say if I got 2 or 3, I'd be lucky here.
Really, John? You think you only got 2 or 3?
Well, I don't know, so let's find out.
Yeah, let's do the maths and let's tot them up.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
No!
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 Oh my God, I thought it was going to do the 10.
John!
Oh my God, John.
My heart is in smithereens. You got 1.
Lads, give us the €2,000.
Wrong.
Oh my God,
guys,
John.
This was it. I was like, this is it. Prepare to scream. You absolutely smashed your way through the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The first 7 questions were spot on. Millie Bobby Feckin' Brown caught you out. She was born in the year 2004, not 2003.
You will forever hate that actor.
That's the only question, lads.
Oh my God, John, that was an incredible showing. How do you feel?
I'm so sad. I'm so sorry.
I'm delighted to get 9. Wow, massive. Didn't think I'd done that well, but I am absolutely gutted.
Yeah, oh,
it's so gutting. So close. Yeah. Well, listen, you don't go away empty-handed like all of our other players. Well, potentially. With a score of 9, it's going to be hard to beat, but hopefully you can do it. And if you've topped the leaderboard later on, you win that €100 dine in Dublin voucher.
Do you know the way at the beginning you said, Dave, you call me Tick? You're not Tick. You're very smart, John.
We got one more player to get through. So, John, the best of luck.
Standing ovation for John, everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Good luck, John. And if we don't talk to you, enjoy the Canary Islands.
Cheers. Have a good weekend.
Good luck, bro. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. How disappointing. What's worth saying, when the players are on for the Tricky 10, they can't hear this. Okay? That's magic. So they don't know how they're getting on at all throughout the game.
And neither do I.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Because I'm so invested in this, so I don't know what's going on.
That really broke my heart, but yeah. Amazing.
That was
absolutely
tough.
Amazing. So close to the 10. If you want to play after 9 o'clock, message us the word Tricky.
You got nothing to lose.
Tricky and WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Great song to run to. It's got something about the beat.
Mm.
Although I can't run at the moment, so I'm finding it very hard. That is Pink Panthers and Zara Larsson in Stateside. You're listening to Spin.
You are listening to Spin. And on a Friday, we do something quite fun. It's called Dave Ranks. It's where I rank from 5 to 1 some of my very favourite niche things. In the past, I've done things like songs from Phineas and Ferb, or I've done lines from Fran in Love, Hate, or I've done transition sounds between Hannah Montana scenes, things like that. Well, Toy Story's in the cinema at the moment, Toy Story 5. And so I was, before I went and saw Toy Story 5, I went and watched all of the rest of them.
Oh, well done.
Just to get caught up on the lore of Toy Story. So it's kind of been stuck in my head for the last couple of weeks.
Understandable.
Of just Toy Story as a genre of movie, as a franchise. And so what I've decided to do is have a listen to all of the songs from Toy Story. And I thought, let's rank these. So I welcome you this morning to Dave Ranks Songs from the Toy Story movies.
Lovely.
You will notice that the best songs come from the first movie and the second movie and no other movie features.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that just because, is it one of those classic things that, you know, the way they say that the music when you were a certain age was the best?
Yeah.
Do you think it's your thing?
I think it's my thing purely because I feel like when I listen to these songs, I'm transported back to watching these movies.
Yeah,
do you know
it makes
I mean?
You remind you of like a nice
childhood.
Little time.
So that's what I'm going to rank today. This is Dave Ranks Songs from the Toy Story movies. In fifth place, this is when we learn about the relationship between cowgirl Jessie and her owner Emily. And then Emily leaves her behind. This is all in Toy Story 2. In fifth place, it's Sarah McLachlan's When Somebody Loved Me.
Every hour we spent together lives within my heart. When she loved me.
Oh my God.
God.
It's a very sad start.
Isn't it?
We normally don't get sad during ranks, but that's a very emotional song.
It is
song.
A very emotional song. Mm. I love it though. Mm. I think it's a really nice song. And I know it's in fifth place. And you think, oh, I usually put the stuff I hate in fifth place. I really like that song. I used to work on a radio show back in the day called Radio Romance. And we used to play old songs from, old romantic songs from like the 70s and 80s and stuff like that. And that song, obviously not from the 70s or 80s, but I used to play that and I loved it. It was one of my favourite tunes that I played.
Bring it back
Radio Romance.
I think we
should
do that Radio Romance on spin. Just get Dave back in the evenings to serenade people.
Hello, welcome back to LMFM.
Valentine's Day next year. We'll write it down. Radio Romance returns.
Down.
My God. All right, we move on to fourth place for Dave Ranks Songs from the Toy Story movies franchise. This is when, in the first movie, Buzz thinks he can fly, but realizes mid trying to fly that he is, in fact, a toy. This is Randy Newman's I Will Go Sailing No More.
No, it can't be true. I can fly if I wanted to. Like a bird.
And Buzz starts to fall way down. He crashes on the stairs.
I'm laughing looking at Peter Collins' face. He looks so confused in the corner. Peter's in shadowing Callum, by the way,
have you watched Toy Story?
I haven't watched Toy Story in so long that I actually can't remember. Is it a musical or is it...
No.
No, okay. That's why I was so confused. I was like, what?
Peter was literally sitting there like with the expression on his face, like almost giving the whole thing a dirty look, being like, I don't get it.
When you fill in for Callum, you'll realise there's many things on this show you won't get.
I totally forgot there was music in Toy Story.
I get you. Yeah, you
but like most
kind of
movies
forget.
Have a soundtrack.
Yeah, I suppose.
We move on to third place in Dave Rank's songs from the Toy Story franchise. This is the song where when Woody realizes he's starting to be replaced by Buzz in the first movie. Andy, their owner, his posters start to change from Woody to Buzz, and blankets are all replaced with like cowboy stuff, from cowboy stuff to like spaceship stuff. In third place is Strange Things. Callum's done.
Go on, Callum, go
it's
on.
It's so good. That is Randy Newman. Take a bow,
Randy
son.
Newman.
It's so unbelievable.
There's two very passionate Toy Story people in the room with me this morning.
You really do have them in the room with you this morning. We move on to second place for Dave Rank Songs, the Toy Story movies franchise. This is from Toy Story 2, when Woody realizes he's famous and he used to have a TV show. In second place, it's time for Woody's Roundup.
And Woody the man himself, of course it's time for Woody's Roundup.
Yow!
He's the very best. He's the rootinest, tootinest cowboy in the wild, wild west. Woody's Roundup.
Hell yeah.
Guys,
do you remember
so
that one,
lost.
Peter?
Like,
surely you remember that one.
Do you have a Woody costume at home?
No.
That you get into. Cosplay with Pip and Woody.
Do you know there's sometimes on the show Yeah, there's sometimes on the show where I feel a bit lost, but I understand lots of people listening are big Toy Story stands and are singing along. I'm just like, what?
I can't believe you're not like reliving your childhood through this.
No, I will watch this with my niece Florence at some point and get back into the swing of things with Toy Story, definitely.
Right, well, the first place in Dave Ranks Songs from the Toy Story Movies is a lot of fun, all right? It's in the end of the second movie. This is when the penguin, who's called Wheezy, gets his squeak back. And he thinks he feels a song coming on. In first place, it's Wheezy singing You Got a Friend in Me.
Yes.
You're gonna see it's our destiny.
Wait for the Barbies. Here we go.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Big finish, Wheezy. Come on.
Yeah.
As Dave Ranks go, the enthusiasm top tier, the love, the passion top tier. Wait for the Barbies, one of my favourite lines ever said
one
on Dave
of
Ranks.
The best, I have to say. Just a quick question, and Emma, you haven't seen Toy Story 5, so you won't get this, and Dave, no spoilers here, but Lee said after we played the Jessie song,
yeah,
did Dave cry at the tree scene with Jessie and her owner in Toy Story 5?
Lee, I cried the entire movie.
I was bawling.
I was
at that
bawling
as well.
It was such a good movie.
Honestly, one of your best.
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed.
You guys need to get alive.
Trip down memory lane. Honestly, you need to get alive.
You need
I turned off after banana.
Are we ready?
Do you know what? No.
No.
Because this is just chaos on the radio. And it's the part of the show where I feel most useless. Because Callum's lining up calls and Emma's lining up calls. And I'm sitting here twiddling my thumbs going, can't wait to ask them how many legs a dog has.
It's a bit of fun. This is the shortest quiz. We only play it on the last Friday of every single month because it's too chaotic to do any more often than that. We ask you very short quiz questions. You give us very short answers and you win loads of IMC cinema passes. Up first this morning is Kira. Are you ready for your question?
Yeah.
All right. Ariana who?
Grande.
Oh, yeah, spot on.
That'll do.
Well done, Kira. I've accidentally wrote Kira Grande by your name. Kira Grande, congratulations. IMC cinema passes on the way to you. Have a great long weekend.
Brilliant. Thanks a million.
Bye bye bye. We move on. We are now looking for you, and your name is Another Kira.
Another? Oh, you're joking.
Wow.
Oh, it's going to be so embarrassing if it's the same one.
I promise it's not.
You promise?
I double checked.
Hello?
Kira Iverido, how are you this morning?
Hi, Kira. You're two a penny to this morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Ready for your shortest quiz question?
Yeah.
Here we go. Boy's name, Jay.
Jake.
Jake, brilliant name.
Lovely.
Spot on. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Have a great day.
Bye, Kira.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, got a blast. Will I do the thing again, Dave, that we did last time?
I felt so bad that listening back to that. If you don't know, the last time we did this, we just hung up on everyone when they were just about to say goodbye.
Dave made me do it.
They were like, but...
Hi, Killian. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Hiya, Killian.
Morning, guys. Happy Friday. How are you?
You
Killian,
too.
This is not your quiz question. I'm just curious. Are you Killian with a C or a K?
Okay.
Ah, oh, crap.
He means business.
Because it was Kira and Killian. TCCC.
All right, Killian, here we go with your shortest quiz question. Something from Chipper.
Battered sausage.
Yes. That'll do.
Spot on, Killian. I've seen some passes on the way to you. Have a great long weekend.
Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye. Okay, we blast, we move, we keep on rocking. We got to get through as many as we can. And now we're looking for you, Tony. There she is. Tony, welcome to the shortest quiz.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. When Tony, you and Emma said it was a Tony, I thought it was going to be a guy.
Mm.
But it's not. It's T-O-N-I, I presume.
Very
is it?
Cool.
Tony, very nice name. Very cool
it
name.
Is indeed,
let's
yeah.
see if we can get you some IMC cinema passes. This is your shortest quiz question. Not really a question. Dog noise.
Woof, woof.
Whoa, woof, woof is right. Tony, congratulations. IMC cinema passes on the way to you. Have a great day.
Thanks
see
so
you
much
later.
Bye.
Or if you're my dog, it just goes...
I like when they go.
Gavin, you're up next. Hi, Gavin. Welcome to the shortest quiz. How are you?
Hello, Gavla.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey,
that's
what's the crack?
Two Gavin and Stacey references on the show this morning already. Can I get to three? Gavla, are you ready for your question?
I am indeed. Yeah.
Okay. Wash, cut, and what?
Wash, cut, and.
Dry.
Dry. Well done, Gavin.
And Gavla, who is that in the background?
That was my colleague, Martin.
Good man, Martin.
Well done, Gavin and Martin. Congratulations. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. You can go to the cinema together.
Aww.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Have a great day, guys. Good luck.
See you.
Okay, Jade. We're ringing you. Hey, Jade, welcome to the shortest quiz.
Hi, Jade.
Hi, how are you doing? How
yeah, you not too bad at all. Jade, are you ready for your shortest quiz question?
Yeah, I'm indeed.
Cat noise.
Meow.
That was terrible, Jade. Do it again.
Meow.
Yeah. Yes. That was just louder, but that's fine. I was looking for a bit of a more of her. But, you know, it's
Can
fine.
Can you do a purr? That's good.
I can't do the actual purr,
guys. Jade, well done, congratulations. Jade. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Have a great day.
Thanks so much. Happy Friday.
Happy you Friday. Too. Good luck.
Two more.
Aw, Callum. Hi, Jake. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Hiya, Jake.
How are you doing?
Not too bad at all. You ready for your short quiz question?
I am.
Dulce and what?
Dessert.
Dulce.
Cabana.
How did you land on dessert? I'm so confused. Tell me.
Oh, there's a dessert place called Dulce Desserts.
Oh, very good. Okay, see you later, Jake. Well done. You've won your Cheers. Cinema passes. Bye bye.
Good luck, Jake.
And finally, our last player of the month. That means one thing and one thing only on this show.
All right, hopefully they know. I love when they know.
Ian's going to get the honour of this month. Hi, Ian. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Morning, Ian.
Morning.
Good morning. All right, Ian, this is the shortest quiz and you are our final player of the month. Now, what we usually do at the final player of every month is ask them one thing and one thing only. Maybe you already know what that question is going to be, but if not, that's okay too.
Sorry, so you were saying?
Brilliant.
Wow,
brilliant.
Oh my God.
Just spot on, Ian. Of course, the final question is always do a sneeze. Ian, you have won yourself IMC Cinema Passes and my utmost respect. Have a fantastic bank holiday weekend.
And you guys, thanks very much.
Good luck, Ian.
Happy Friday. Happy bank holiday weekend.
The only
one
time,
and all.
The only time I like when someone's... The other way I hear people like going, oh, happy Tuesday, happy Wednesday. Don't like it. The only time it works for me is a Friday.
I say that every day.
You don't.
I do, to the point where our boss was like, stop wishing people a happy Thursday.
Really? Like,
that's fair enough. Do you know what? This weekend I'm doing like a first thing I've never done really before. You know, I've been in training with my coach, Jonathan Maloney. Yeah. So Jonathan Maloney coaching on Instagram. He is like an Instagram trainer. So he doesn't do like... You don't go to his gym or anything like that. Or he doesn't go to your gym. He's just an online trainer.
Yeah.
So he also gives you like the fitness program and all that kind of stuff. But he's having an event tomorrow with all of his clients and stuff. And he was just like... he was like, do you want to come down? I was like, yeah, sounds good. He's like, cool, we'll have some protein balls. And then I think he was just like trying to also get me going. And he was like, and a tray of pints. I was like, I'll be there. I don't think the
Are
pints
you scared
will be there.
To meet him in person?
I am. I'd imagine I'm probably the size of his baby finger.
Have you been like when you send him your progress pics, like sucking in and all?
No, I can't suck in. That's cheating.
Okay. I was going to say, because you'll be outed tomorrow.
No, I know. But imagine, though. Imagine he was just like, ew, the state. But no, he's a very good
imagine
trainer.
He was just there poking your belly.
Yeah. What is that? Fast. I've never heard of it. Tricky. All right, this is the game where we ask you 10 questions. Hopefully you get all of them right and win yourself €2,000. And if you top the leaderboard, win €100. It's €100 down in Dublin Voucher. It wasn't 50. That's unreal. €100 down in Dublin Voucher. So you could bring someone else out for dinner too.
Exactly. Maybe just don't get three courses each. Just be a bit scabby on it. We'll get
one ice cream between
drink.
Us.
Yeah, exactly.
Vanilla ice cream.
On to play right now is Jack, our final player of the week. How are you?
I'm good. How are things?
Yeah, we're really good, thank you. What is the story? Are you up to anything much for the bank holiday weekend?
No, just going to head out with my daughter tomorrow.
Oh, what are you up to?
I might go to that Newbridge farm with her maybe just to get out and about for the day.
What age is she?
She's 3.
Oh, amazing. Cute. So like a little pet farm. That would be lovely. Yeah.
Okay. Where is Newbridge farm?
It's not Newbridge by any chance, is it?
Is it Newbridge? It says it's in Donabate. Is that right?
No, there must be. There's obviously one in Kildare as well.
There must be one in Kildare, but I do remember hearing about one in Dublin. That's why I'm so confused. Anyway, you're going to one of them. It says it's here in... I'm just Googling it. Sorry, Jack. It doesn't actually say where it is.
Can someone take this computer off him? This was never a problem before. He used to never have one in front of him. Now he needs to look up everything that happens
on
the show.
No matter where it is, it looks fantastic and she's going to have an absolute ball.
Any alpacas there, Dave?
No alpacas, but I can see ducks and I can see sheep and I can see rabbits and things like that. It looks great.
Lovely. Well, Jack, €2,000 would be lovely. What would you be spending it on if you win it this morning?
I wouldn't mind the last minute holiday.
That would be nice, to be fair. Where would
Goodbye,
you go?
Goodbye, farm. Hello, Spain.
Where would you go?
Anywhere, really.
Okay.
Just to get away.
All right, fair enough. Well, Jack, the best of luck on the tricky 10. How do you do when you take this on? What's the highest score you've ever got?
It varies. Kind of 7 or 8-ish.
That's decent.
For failure there.
No, I think you should be fine. But Jack, I have to say, John is currently on top of the leaderboard, scoring 9 in 55 seconds. So that's the score we need to beat. Let's hope the questions suit you. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock, ask you those 10 questions. Each answer, as always, is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer, make sure and give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, that's today, you win a €100 Dine in Dublin voucher, which you can use in over 50 restaurants. And if you're able to answer all 10 questions correct, you will beat John and we will give you €2,000 and that €100 Dine in Dublin voucher. Now, the best of luck, Jack. How do you feel?
Yeah, grand.
Come on, Jack. You're nice and calm. I like the cool, calm collectness. Yeah. We got this. Yeah. Big deep breath in. A lot of questions going to come at you quite quickly, so just try and stay calm and keep that vibe. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Lou Bega had a 90s hit called Mambo Number What?
5.
Irish influencer Rosie Connolly has a clothing brand with what number in its name?
7.
How many characters make up an air code?
7.
Microsoft's cloud-based file storage system is called what drive?
1.
How many Spider-Man films did Tobey Maguire star in during the noughties?
3.
Mr. Beast and Chappell Roan were both born in the year 1990 what?
9.
How many letters are there in the word tricky?
6.
Batman's enemy, Harvey Dent, is better known as what face?
2.
How many letter keys are there in the middle row of a standard computer keyboard?
10.
And there's your time.
All right, we only got through 9 questions today. Jack, how do you feel like you got on?
Not great.
Not great. If you were to put a number on it?
Maybe 5.
5? All right, you'd be happy with 5. Let's see how you got on.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
It was better than you thought, Jack.
It was, Jack. 6 out of 9
not
answered
bad.
Is very, very good. It doesn't top the leaderboard, unfortunately, but you can go away with your head held high. Some of the ones you got wrong: Irish influencer Rosie Connolly has a clothing brand with what number in its name? It's called Fourth Arc, so that would be 4 and not 7. Mr. Beast and Chappell Roan, both born in the year 1998 and not 1999.
That's
you were
mad.
One off on that one.
He got married the other day, didn't he, Mr.
He did,
Beast?
Yeah.
And I don't know why. Maybe just because he's so successful. To me, he strikes me as being a lot older than he is.
I thought he was,
but
too.
He's wicked young to be getting married.
Yeah, I thought
baby.
He was as well. And how many letter keys are there on the middle row of a standard computer keyboard? How are you meant to know that one? You said 10, but the answer was 9. Jack, very good. Well done.
Thanks very much. Appreciate
Have a lovely
it.
Weekend. Enjoy your time
you
with your daughter
too.
And enjoy having Monday off. Mind yourself.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
Good luck.
See
all
you,
right.
Jack. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to play again from Tuesday morning for €2,000 and we have to give a massive congratulations to John.
You got a score of 9 today. That was unbelievable, John. You deserve this €100 Dine in Dublin voucher, so congratulations.
Off his holidays on Wednesday as well.
Next week, prize?
Westlife tickets!
Woo!
They play 13 nights in September in the 3 Arena. We have them to go alongside the £2,000. Register early with Tricky and a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
All right, good morning, everybody. And good morning to Peter Collins, who is joining us on the show today because producer Callum is off next week and Peter is going to shadow him as the best producer in the world.
He's going to have to put up with us for a full week next week, Peter. How are you feeling about that?
Not too bad.
How have you enjoyed looking at the show from an outside perspective? Are we annoying? Are we too loud? Are we too hyper? Are we not enough?
I think you're spot on. It just seems like a very well-oiled machine, but get prepared to be a very unoiled machine.
Next week.
Fantastic.
Not going to be as
Pete has worked in Spin for many, many, many years, went off to Australia, just in case you're like, I know him. Of course you do. He's been in Australia and he is back, so you'll hear him on Spin lots. But next week, stepping into producer Callum's shoes. Producer Callum is kind of, he's a one-off. Isn't he?
He is one of a kind.
There's
all right.
Not many like him, you know. And we want to get you as ready as possible to be the best producer, Callum, you can be.
See, we have kind of learned over the last 4 years that, like,
I used to have nightmares about Callum at the beginning.
Yeah, how to kind of deal with Callum. And now that I know Callum, I wouldn't change him for anything.
They are very hard shoes to fill, though.
They are very hard shoes
My nightmares at the beginning of the show were that he used to make us go and paint houses in Ballyfermot after the show.
I remember
and
that.
He demanded that we, like, all meet. It was Ash at the time, me, Dave and Ash, and he'd lug us out in the van and make us go paint houses for the whole day.
Yeah. That was the kind of, that was the vibe that he gave. Came across at the time, but he's kind of chilled out.
He's
since.
One of my favourite people in the whole world.
And so what we've decided, but he is very like specific. He's very like, he does specific things and he always does them the exact same way. So what we've done is we've come up with some scenarios for you that we sometimes bring to Callum and he has to deal with, but he always deals with them the same way. No matter what the day, he will always deal with them the same way. No matter what the mood, he'll always deal with them the same way.
Just to say, Callum's not saying much, but he's smiling.
Yes. He's nervous.
He's sweating over.
Do you want to go with scenario number one?
I'll go with scenario number one, if that's okay. So, Pete, have a listen. The screens in studio flicker just momentarily throughout the show. Do you A, get into investigative journalism mode and deep dive the potential cause for the glitch, quietly get to work, and when everyone has moved on from the momentary hookup an hour later, come back and present your findings in presentation at college style as to the workings of the studios and why exactly that happened? Do you B, shrug and go, ha, that was weird?
I would do B, shrug and go, ha, that was weird. I probably wouldn't even...
As a normal person, you would be correct. 100%. As a Callum, you are incorrect.
Sorry.
It was A.
A fail.
Absolutely. It would be my life's mission to get that fixed.
I know. You're very technical.
All right. Let's go with scenario number two. You're sitting at your desk and your headphones are slightly broken. Sound is coming out of an ear slightly louder than the other. We tell Callum, which is now you. What do you do? Do you A, drop everything, come around to my desk and try fix it, spend 10 minutes saying, God, I don't know, and then hand them back to me and say, put a ticket in? Or B, look blankly at you, dart your eyes around the place saying, is this guy serious? Then shoulder shrug, say, what do you want me to do? And go back to your work.
I would go B only because with A, I do not know how to submit a ticket.
Okay. Interesting. Once again, Pete, you would be right in every other aspect of the office, but in terms of Callum, you are wrong. He would drop everything and come round and try and fix it.
Pete saying that he doesn't know how to submit a ticket is really stressing me out. I think I actually might come to work next week.
He submits about 70 tickets a day.
The tech department hate him.
I had to do two yesterday, but I had to get our boss Nick to do it so I can do it. So he's on all my tickets at the moment. And no one has shown me yet. I just keep getting people to do it for me. I'm very good at pushing the workout load to someone else.
And Callum's not good at that, so well done.
I'm a delegator.
That's really good. That's positive. Okay, scenario number three. It is 6:19 a.m. Mm-hmm. Emma usually arrives around 6:17 a.m.
Which is a bit late, actually. She's meant to be in for 10 past.
Oh, Christ. Here Emma. He goes. Dictator Callum. Do you A, think, life. The dog probably needed a wee. Maybe she got toothpaste on her top and had to change. Or maybe she had bad luck with traffic lights this morning. She'll be here. I trust her. Or do you B, decide that the likelihood is that Emma has overslept, fallen into one of her comas and won't wake up till midday. Maybe she's passed away. Frantically made changes to the show to suit Dave flying solo and start calling her. Think about calling Jack. Rock at his desk with stress until she inevitably appears.
Definitely A.
Ah, you're fantastic. Happy. It's good to know.
I might be less stressed. Maybe 6:50 and I'm like, Emma still hasn't popped in yet.
But do you want to...
So by 6:50, you're cool.
I trust you. Only because if you don't shut up, then I get to do it.
He said he trusts us. What an idiot.
Another fail for Peter.
Another fail
this
on that one.
This isn't going too well.
It's not. And then final scenario for you here. Someone in work comes up to you at your desk, Peter. A real chatterbox. Have loads to be doing. You're going to be in work for ages, but they won't stop talking to you.
Plenty of those in the office.
What do you do? Do you A, say nothing, stare right ahead into your laptop, occasionally laugh at something they've said, continue saying yeah, 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 and hope they go away? Or B, turn to them and say in a very calm manner, hey, I'm so sorry, I can't talk to you right now as I'm up the walls. I pop over to you later before I leave, though. Do you A or B?
Just for the sake of getting something correct this morning, I'm going to go for B. With an English accent.
Interesting, because you are wrong again.
Well,
Callum wouldn't say a word. He's too English. He's too awkward. He would just stare into a screen and go, yeah.
Now the final challenge, and this could be the biggest redemption from a terrible quiz, it must be said this morning, Pete. Callum, I'd like you to demo your laugh.
Don't do that.
Because then everyone will think his laugh is fake. It's not. He genuinely does find us this funny.
Yeah. But Dave, you're funny. Say something
see,
funny quick.
There he goes.
I don't. Okay. Yeah. Okay, see, we there we go. Right. Yeah, okay. That's perfect. That's what you got to do, Pete.
So we need a demo laugh. Will you be a good or bad laugh track on this show?
So, do you know what? Me and Emma will just have a little chat and you laugh in the background.
Okay, go on.
Okay. Okay. Emma, what are you at for the weekend?
What am I at? That's a fake laugh. That's a fake laugh. But you know what? We'll take it.
Happy days.
Callum, enjoy your week off. Try not to be stressed.
I'll be listening in.
I will ring you at 6:05 on Tuesday.
Each and every Friday, we play the music game with no name. It's the game where it's all about music, obviously. We belt out the choruses. Songs, but how much of the story of the song do you actually take in? I ask Dave and Callum questions about the little details and favourite song in some famous songs, and we see if they can remember them or figure them out.
The name of the game, we came up with one, didn't we?
Oh yeah,
Nolan Your Lyrics.
Nolan Your Lyrics.
Because Emma Nolan, know your lyrics.
So, like, do you Nolan your lyrics, is it?
Yeah. Will we call it that from now on, or will we pause on that?
It's better than the music game with no name.
I prefer the music game with no name.
For example, in Icona Pop and Charlie X's song, I Love It, what did she crash her car into?
Into the bridge.
Into the bridge. Okay, we're looking ahead to today, a brand new week, and hopefully we'll have a good attitude and good success. Isn't that it?
I won last week, so I'm delighted.
All the best again, Callum.
Because I'm going to throw a chair at you.
Because someone always crashes out in this game.
People always get very upset during this game. Okay, we're going to kick off, as we always do, with Mr. David Hammond.
Hello.
We're going back to the year 2011 in this, Dave. In Gotye's song, Somebody That I Used To Know, he says he feels rough because you treat him like a what?
I feel rough because you treat me like a... I have no idea.
I don't know.
Treat me like a dog?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Stranger. See, you said rough before you said you treat me like.
So how would you phrase the question?
Don't crash out. It's question one.
How would you have phrased that question? You treat me like a what and I feel so rough. It's because you're treated like a stranger.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because what? Do you know what I mean? Like, that should come first, not the ending thing.
In Gotye, Somebody That I Used To Know, he says he feels rough because you treat him like a what? You treat me like a stranger and I feel so rough. Say,
you would say, you treat him like what because and he feels so rough.
Oh, jeez.
See, she knows I'm right. She knows I'm right.
That's just handing it to you. That's just like guess the missing lyric. Okay, Callum, over to you.
Okay.
In Ed Sheeran's song, Lego House, he talks about how dark it is in a particular month, but he's got you to keep him warm. What month does he mention?
Do you know it? No, it but must be.
I'm thinking of a dark month.
It's got to be January.
Oh, I was going to say December.
I'd say it's January, man.
I'm going to go against what you say, okay. And I'm going to go December. And it's dark
in a cold December. Oh! Yeah. I wasn't even trying to put you off.
It's cold December.
Well done.
I didn't even know that. That
into
was
round
guess.
Two from 2015. Dave, in 21 Pilots' song, Stressed Out, they say they wish they could turn back time to the good old days when who sang them to sleep?
Wish I could turn back time to the good old days when my father sang us to sleep, but now I'm stressed out. I think it's my father.
Final answer?
Final answer. When
the mama
said
stop. The mama. Our mama.
See, that's what I call my father.
Mama.
Mama.
Callum.
Okay.
In Snake Hips and Tinashe's banger, All My Friends, she sings that another Friday night is wasted. What colour are her eyes?
What? How does this song even go?
All my friends are wasted.
Okay. I was thinking of that. All my friends are... It's like a gothy song.
Mm.
I have no clue. Ruby.
Ruby?
I'd say white.
Oh, yeah.
Such a great tune, this. Do you remember it?
Yeah.
Where's the answer?
It's coming. How? Where we go?
Black and red.
Black and red.
I was never getting that.
This game is just an excuse for Emma to play old songs
that she likes.
Okay, disastrous game so far.
I have a point.
1 point on the door. Round three, we're going back to the year 2002. David, in Christina Aguilera's Beautiful, what can't bring her down?
Oh, you've got to get this.
I don't know this song.
Oh, give me
you
an
are
actual
beautiful.
Break.
Oh, and I ever seen it. And words can't bring me down.
I gave you that one.
You did?
After you tried to throw me. January.
A score on the door for Dave. Okay, Callum, okay. You ready?
If I get this, I win.
You do. In Busted's, That's What I Go to School For, he says the teacher is a certain age, but it doesn't bother him. What age is she?
But that doesn't
any
bother
timer, no?
me. And I think she's 20... Yeah, 23.
She's...
Final answer?
33, final answer.
Where was the timer 10 minutes ago? I hate this game. This
I'm
is not fair.
A score for Callum.
Yes.
I believe making
him
the winner this week.
You gave him 4 years to answer.
to the bloody thing.
There was a technical glitch. That's why that happened. I apologise. We'll go to the tiebreaker for the laugh. Which I forgot to write in. So can you all close your ears? Because I need to hear the clip to hear what it is. Everyone, no, Callum and Dave, you're not letting
this. We could just end the game. I'm on holidays in 12 minutes.
I got it. In Special D's song, Come With Me, what does everyone become at the end of the week?
Stupid. On the floor.
This was meant to be really easy, guys.
No,
I don't know.
No.
At the end of every week,
Peter knows.
Comes a free.
Thank you very much.
Ah, yeah.
Do you know what? Every week, everyone ends the week in a bad mood.
Yeah, we're all on a low now.
Thanks, Emma. Send us into the long bank holiday
weekend. For the millionth
miserable.
Time, should we scrap the game?
No!
But everyone's always fuming after it. It's not a good vibe. You're on spin. On it, on it,
on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on spin.
Your number one hit music station.